For this Rise Yoga experience, find a place where you can be comfortable and relatively undisturbed for about the next 15 minutes. You can be seated or standing, depending on what you prefer. And keep in mind when we start to move that the intention of this practice is not really about how far you can reach or how long you can hold any particular posture, but instead we want to emphasize bringing awareness to sensation in the body, and also adjusting in a way that feels responsive for what's happening for you. So feel free to pause anywhere, anytime, for any reason, and adjust as needed throughout the practice. When you're ready to begin, start by taking a deep breath in through the nose and letting it go with a sigh. And again, breathing in a little bigger than the one before. And another sigh, a little softer. And one more time, your deepest inhale, and an effortless exhale. And then just let your breath breathe all on its own. And notice where you can start to relax the body. You might soften the jaw and the features of the face. You might relax the belly so that it can move with the breath. Or there may be favorite places where you know that tension loves to hide out or hang on. Just letting go wherever letting go feels ready to happen. And see if you can let that process of conscious relaxation start to bring attention into the body. Feeling sensations, touch and temperature, weight between your body and the surfaces supporting you, maybe even the movement of your breathing or the beat of your heart. But you don't have to pretend anything. Just feel whatever there is to feel right now. And start to watch where the mind is at right now. Does it stay with the body, or is it drifting out toward the day? What kinds of attitudes and emotions accompany the thoughts wherever they go? You don't have to fix what you find, but you're free to adjust anytime. Whatever that's like right now, finally, allow yourself to connect to something that feels meaningful for you. This could be gratitude or an intention for these few minutes that you've set aside. Whatever it is, give it your full focus. Take a deep breath in and let it go with a sigh. And now, to bring some more awareness and energy into the body, we'll experience some body tapping. With an open palm or a loose fist in your right hand, start to tap up and down your left arm. The taps or the patting can be as vigorous or as gentle as you like. Up the arm and down again, inside and outside. Just trying to bring some touch and attention to the whole surface area of the arm. After you've made a couple of trips up and down, switch sides, bringing an open palm or a loose fist from the left hand to tap up and down the right arm. Feel free to adjust along the way, emphasizing spots that feel really enjoyable or accommodating places that are a little tender. After you've made a couple of passes up and down the right arm, let both hands come into a palm or a fist and start to work your way down the front of the thighs to the shins, if that's available. Maybe even to the top of the feet if they're in easy reach. And then on the way back up, bring that tapping or patting up the back of the calf. the back of the thigh, maybe even onto the seat. And then take a trip down the outside of the thighs and down the calves, tapping and patting in your own tempo. On your way back up, work your way up through the insides of the legs. And when that's complete, then bring your loose fists or open palms to the small of your back, tapping and patting any spots that feel really enjoyable. And then begin to work your way around to the front of the body, perhaps a little more gently on the belly, the abdomen, and then up to the rib cage. And when you come to the sternum, the breastbone, you might just use fingertips there. This can be a really sensitive space, although quite a nice one if you're looking for a quick pick-me-up. Bring that tapping onto the collarbones. And then up to the head, onto the scalp, the brows, the features of the face around the sinuses and the cheekbones, down onto the jaw. And then bring that tapping back to whatever place in the body seemed to enjoy it the most, whatever spot felt like a favorite today. Come back there for a little bit extra. And when that feels complete for you, let your arms come to rest down by your sides or in your lap. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. And then just notice what there is to feel. When you're ready to move again, we'll explore the foundational movements of the spine. So when you're ready with an inhale, reach the arms up overhead. Interlace your fingers above you, turning the palms up. And with an exhale, start to round the spine. The hips will tip back, the chin drops in toward the chest. Your palms can press forward or maybe even down toward the floor a little bit. And when you're ready with an inhale, rise back up, reaching overhead. And this time, when you exhale, circle your arms around behind your back and either interlace your hands behind you if that's an easy reach, or you can brace your hands against the back of your hips or the small of your back for a little more support. And then with an inhale, begin a gentle back bend, lifting the chest and peeking it up toward the ceiling. The head and the neck just come along for the ride. With an exhale, release and relax, coming back to sit or stand simply. And then we'll take that pattern a couple more times. So with an inhale, the arms reach up a little or a lot. Interlace the fingers, and as you exhale, rounding the spine, as much or as little as you need. Inhale, rising back up, reaching. And with an exhale, circle the arms around behind, clasping hands or bracing for support, and inhale into a back bend. Exhale to release and relax. Take a breath in between. And then we'll take that one more time. Inhale, sweeping the arms up overhead. And this time, when you exhale to round the spine, see if there's a place you might like to pause, a sensation you want to spend a little extra time with. And feel free to adjust around the edges. You can shift a little to steer the sensation toward a spot that feels really good, or to soothe a spot that feels like it could use a little extra care. When you're ready to move again, with an inhale, rise back up. Exhale to circle the arms around behind you. And with an inhale, begin your back bend. And again, see if there's a place you might like to pause for a few moments. Keep breathing here, adjusting or just feeling. And when you're ready, with the help of an exhale, release the arms, relax the body, and give yourself a space for a breath in between. And as we move into side bending now, with an inhale, reach the arms up overhead, and then let that reach carry you over to the right side. The right hand might come down to the hip or the thigh for support, and the left arm keeps reaching, lengthening through the left side of the body. On an inhale, come back up through center, reaching the arms overhead. And on the exhale, take it over to the left side, so the left hand can come down to support you, and now the right side keeps reaching. We'll do that two more times. Inhaling to come up through center. Exhale, arc it over to the right, as much or as little as you like. Inhale back through center. And exhale to take it over to the left. One more round for each side, rising up with an inhale. And this time when you reach over to the right on your exhale, again, see if there's a place where you'd like to pause. Give yourself some freedom to adjust. You can play a little bit with the rotation of the rib cage or the angle that your arm reaches out at, looking for a balance of comfort and satisfying sensation. With an inhale, come back up through the middle. And on an exhale, take it over to the left side again. Find a place where you might pause. Give yourself the freedom to adjust or just breathe and feel. And with an inhale, bring it back up. And with an exhale, release and relax. Take a breath in between. And we'll finish out these movements for the spine with a twisting gesture. On an inhale, the arms reach up overhead. And on an exhale, rotate to the right, turning the navel, turning the torso, maybe the head and the neck, and the arms can float down as you take that twist. On an inhale, come back up through center, reaching overhead. And on an exhale, take the twist over to the left side. Two more times. Inhaling through center, the arms reach. Exhaling, rotate to the right. The arms can come down as you twist. Inhaling back up through center. Exhaling over to the left. One more round. Inhale through center. Exhale, twisting to the right end again. See if there's a place you might like to pause here. Doesn't necessarily have to be the edges of your range of motion, just a spot where the sensation feels interesting or engaging. Breathe there. And when you're ready to move again, let an inhale take you back through center. Exhale over to the left. See if there's a place you might like to pause and breathe and feel. Noticing sensations wherever they're present. And let a final inhale bring you back to center. And with an exhale, release the arms, relax the body. And now, from here, bring attention to your breathing, standing or sitting just as you are. Think of this natural, effortless breath as a kind of home base or foundation that you could come back to anytime. But if you're ready, we'll start to build the patterns of the complete breath now, by slowly beginning to lengthen the rhythms of the inhale and the exhale. So the next breath in, a little deeper than the one before. And the next breath out a little longer. If it helps, you can feel or imagine that the inhale is filling the body from bottom to top, through the belly and the ribs and the chest. And the exhale is emptying you from top to bottom, relaxing and releasing chest and ribs and belly. There's nothing to perfect. We're not looking for the breath to become as big as possible. Just find the deepest, smoothest, comfortable breath for your body right now. When you feel you've found your complete breath, we'll begin to connect that breath to some movement with sun breaths. So the next time that you begin your inhale, let the arms reach out to the sides and up overhead. And with the exhale, the arms return down by the sides again. The movement can be as big or as small as you choose to make it. Inhaling, the arms reach out to the sides and up. Exhaling, the arms release and return down by the sides. See if you can keep feeling breathing as you move. And maybe even find a sense that your breath is helping your body through these movements. So the inhale naturally spreads the ribs to support the arms as they reach up. And as the arms come down, it's like the ribs and the shoulders can settle into the space that the exhale leaves behind. So you're creating a kind of cooperation, a coordination between breath and movement. Let that sun breath continue for a few more rounds in your own rhythm. When you're ready to create a new experience, we'll explore a little bit of riding the wave by sustaining this posture of the arms reaching up. So the next time that an inhale reaches your arms up, see if you can pause at a place that feels engaging but accessible. Find a spot that you can sustain for about the next minute, where the challenge is meaningful but manageable for you. And of course, you're free to adjust. But if you can, just breathe and watch and feel what happens in the body as you hold that posture of arms reaching up. And as sensations start to build, can you find a breath to support the body? Maybe the complete breath that we built before. Maybe the sigh that we started with. And if attention begins to race or become anxious, can you use your breath to help hold awareness in what's happening right here and now in the body? And perhaps you take a moment to reconnect to any reasons why this practice or this time is important to you. What it is you're hoping to cultivate with this practice. What you want to draw from it, or what you feel you can bring to it. For three more breaths. And when the final exhale comes, release and relax the arms, returning to sit or stand simply. Allow the body to adjust. You can shake it off or stretch in a way that feels intuitive and enjoyable. Or you might just sit for a second and feel the sensations of the system settling all on its own. Take a deep breath in as if you could gather up any residual effort and let it go with a sigh. Feel any other places where you can relax the body. And feel the sensations that are present for you now, especially if they're different than when you began. Notice the quality of your attention and the way the mind meets whatever's happening right now. And finally, allow yourself to connect to something that feels important for you as you return to your day. This could be an intention that you want to set as you come back, or something you're grateful for in the practice behind you now. Whatever it is, give it your full focus. Take a deep breath in. Let it go with a sigh. And when you're ready, you can return to your day.